Hello and welcome to another Review and Roast Presents. I am your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. And I'm here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. Today we're here to talk to everybody's favorite alternative model, Tori Suicide, who you can find at torisuicide.com. And we had the pleasure of briefly meeting with her a few weeks back at the Suicide Girls Blackheart Burlesque Show here in Chicago when she agreed to come on, because she said she's got a lot to talk about. So, without further ado, let's find out what she has to say.
Well, hi, I'm Tori Suicide. That's my introduction.
That is a fantastic one. So, you know what? I didn't look you up as often as I wanted to here before we sat down. So how long have you actually been a Suicide Girl, period?
I've been affiliated with Suicide Girls since about 2013, 2014. Mm-hmm. But I have been an official Suicide Girl, or also known as I've Gone Pink, 2 years ago.
Really?
Wow, I feel like it's been longer.
I'm not trying to judge your age, but I feel like it's been, like, you've always, it seems like,
maybe it's
just
3 years.
Seems way longer than that.
Yeah. But I've been very involved with the company pretty much since, like, the second I decided I wanted to do it.
Oh, that's good. And I actually finally got to say hi to you at the Blackheart Burlesque Show, of which you were running the merch stand, so that was nifty. How long have you been doing that, you know what, you've gone to a couple other places where they were doing the show before. So every year, do you guys all just rotate in and out?
Well, so this was my second year doing the tour. I've also done their Comic-Con booth the last 2 years, I believe. But yeah, this was my second year going on tour with them. They kind of, ask, what dates or how long are you available to go? I love them. They're always trying to get me to go way longer than I'm willing to.
Right.
So I pretty much have like a 2 week limit. I did that twice this year. So I went 2 weeks at the beginning of the tour and then I went 2 weeks about in the middle. But yeah, I mean, living on a bus is amazing, but I do like to be home.
Those guys do it how long does the tour actually go? Because those guys are running around forever. Yeah.
So it's a 3 month tour, and they're actually doing it twice this year. So they're doing a spring tour and a fall tour.
So I think they're actually they're coming back to Chicago on Halloween Day. So we actually might go back to it because we love the show.
It's the day before my birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's also true.
Well, you definitely should go because they're actually rotating the dancers out. So different dancers will hit different cities for fall.
Oh, really?
So you'll see different solos and things like that, which is really cool.
You know, the one thing I would like, and since, you can probably pull some strings and make it happen, it would be nice if they put, like, a roster on the website so you know who's performing. Because last time we went, Penelope was there and Shay was there, and then it was Lyric and a couple, I don't remember all of, but a lot of the ones that were there this time were new and I had no clue, what I'm saying.
Yeah, we didn't know who they were. Like, look them up, and a couple of them are, I don't want to say not as popular as some of the other ones so far. I mean,
nothing against new.
Yeah, I mean, what was
Silo?
Yeah, Silo. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's brand new. That was, those were her first few shows. Mm-hmm. Because they're doing the tour twice this year, they're trying to have a bigger variety of dancers because it's hard for anyone to kind of be like, oh, I'm going to put my life on hold. So they're trying to have it so people can kind of sub in and out. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest complaints is that they don't post what dancers. They just do it as like a safety thing because
they actually
have pretty strict rules. And if you don't follow the rules, they will send your ass home. Mm.
Yeah, because normally the only way you know is the only reason I knew you were going to be there is because you had posted actually that morning or maybe the day before, something like that. You said you were going to be on. I'm like, geez, I did not even know that at all. And then I think I actually forgot, to be honest, until we got there, and then I was like, wait a minute, I think she's gonna be here. I'm need to say hi to her for sure. So, anyways, but yeah, I think it would get some of the other girls a little more popularity.
I understand the safety concern, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. But I mean, they are normally, well,
or at least after they're on stage, maybe introductions.
Right. Yeah.
I think that would be great, or even just something somewhere that said who it was, because me being at the merch booth, I don't know how many times a day I answer, which one is this girl? Which one is right. this girl? You know, oh, I love the girl with that hair. What's her name?
Yeah. Or maybe just a show poster to like a billboard.
Yeah. Or like you said, an introduction, or even at the end, you know, like when everyone, I mean, I feel like when you're at a regular concert, they like the singer announces the band, something like that.
Yeah. Nice. Right. Yeah. And maybe just, hey, this is Silo Sinner's Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's actually kind of funny because we were like, man, who is that one? So we just started going through the signatures on Mike's badge because he bought, and we just started Googling the names. I'm like, oh, okay, that's her.
Yeah, and that was the only way to do it.
I try to tell the girls, too. I'm like, that's why you need to have your signature legible.
Right. Yeah. That's actually, and you're exactly right, because that's exactly how we found actually all of them. By the time the night was over, I think I spent more time looking up. Well, then I was going to the Black Heart Burlesque Instagram page and kind of hitting it to see who was tagged where. And of course, nobody tags the right person, you know, but I do know who some people are, I guess. Right. So that worked out pretty good. What else? What did I want? Yeah. So I definitely want to make sure that by the end of this conversation, everybody follows your YouTube page, because it actually, I mean, I'm being 100% honest. I'm not playing to you. It's pretty hilarious.
Thank you.
A lot of the videos are funny, but the fuckboy of the month one is, not gonna lie, it's out of control, but in a fantastic way. So
yeah, those are definitely my most popular video, and it kind of just started, you know, because obviously I was getting so many just ridiculous comments.
I was like,
I don't want to waste these. Like, I need to do something with them.
Scott and I were talking about this before. We were talking about the social media thing, and I'm like, could you even imagine what any of these women have to go through on a daily basis? I mean, I could
just women in general.
Well, in general, but I mean,
it's ridiculous.
A lot of the typical suicide girls have 100,000 to 200,000 followers. At a minimum, so or in the range of that. I couldn't even, I mean, you have to shut everything off, isn't that right? Or, I mean, how do you combat it, I guess, besides saving them for Fuckboy of the Month?
Well, first and foremost, you have to develop a thick skin and develop it fast. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of girls, especially the newer girls, they just take things so personally, and you just have to realize that some people, they just want to be mean or whatever just to get a rise out of you. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to just develop a thick skin.
Well, they get attention from you, and that's probably does something for them.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know?
So the best response is probably none.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, I definitely have most of my notifications turned off on my phone. Otherwise, it would just be blowing up, lighting up all day long. So, you know, I have it so when I open the apps, it will, you know, fill me in on what's going on. But just, no, can't be popping up. And I have, like, do not disturb on at night and everything so that I can kind of, like, decompress. But it does become, like, a weird addiction. Like, sometimes I have to, like, put my phone down and, like, walk away.
Oh, I'd imagine. And let me ask you another thing. And this will be the most personal I'm going to get. So,
okay.
Intriguing.
No, it's going to be a little bit. And honestly, I really.
What's your shoe size?
I'm going to. Yeah, right. 13.
What?
No, and I. Okay. So you have a look, right?
I guess.
You do. I mean, every woman does. So you're not – there's lots of different types of women out there. So I'm sure, you know, some have different frames, different looks, different areas that they are more popular on each woman. And I'm guessing that – I mean, and not just from some of your videos and stuff. I'm sure there's stuff that you haven't put on. I want to get into, like, kind of a body shaming thing, but not really. So I'm
– okay.
How do you deal with that when it's – you know, it's easy to ignore a dick pic. It's hard to ignore somebody saying, you're a big fat ugly cow. I'm not the one that wrote that, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I this is just a personal question that I want to know, because not that I'm awfully because self-conscious.
He personally makes his girlfriend cry on a regular basis.
That's not true. It's actually the opposite, actually.
She makes you cry.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to the gym. Shut up. Leave me alone. But no, I don't know if you're following where I'm saying, and I'm trying to be, you know, I think you're incredibly gorgeous, but I'm sure there's some that have made comments.
Absolutely.
You know, and whether or not, again, it's just to get a rise out of you, and then they get attention from you. And I think that that's 90% of the reason, you know what I mean? When people do any type of body shaming, I mean, you're not a twig as some may be. You are.
I got some, you know, some curves happening.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And there's plenty of different shapes and sizes. I love all of them, actually, but I'm sure there's people that have comments to say about anything from your red hair to your toenail polish color.
Definitely, which kind of goes back to, like I was saying, is you need to have a thick skin. But at the same time, I mean, everyone has insecurities. And sometimes someone can say something to me, especially about my weight or something, you know, and I'm just like, you know, I can roll my eyes and just be like, you're an idiot. You know, and there's other times where, like, I might have been having, like, a not great day or not feeling good about myself. And then you see something that someone says, and it kind of, like, reinforces something that maybe you were insecure about.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely days where you're like, oh, that hurt a little bit. Or yeah. I've had people, like, longtime fans of mine point out little things that...
Oh, my God, your bun dibble. Something like your like, butt dibble or something.
Say something about, like, the stretch marks on my thighs. And I was like... Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And they're like, I've seen all your pictures and I've never noticed that before. Is this, like, bad editing? And I was just like... What? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm not the size of an infant anymore.
Yeah, right.
And I have grown.
Oh, I've never been so up close. That's a nice mustache you got there.
Yeah.
So there's definitely times where people say stuff that you're kind of like, oh, like, ouch, that one kind of, like, hurt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to kind of, you know, remember that it's social media. Like you said, a lot of people are just doing it to get a rise out of you. Mm-hmm. And there is times when I comment back to people and they say, oh, we didn't expect you to comment back.
Yeah, right. You know?
But, you know, I'm not going to lie and say it never bothers me. There's definitely times when I'm not having a great day and someone says something and I'm like, ugh, right to the heart.
Yeah, and I could see it too because, I mean, I feel like it's everyone thinks you probably think overly highly of yourself most of the time. And I don't know if, and I know that that's not true. I mean, everybody has something about themselves that they probably would make different or do different, even the people that love themselves the most. I
absolutely
think, you know, and that doesn't mean that, like, there's tons of things I'd love to be different. Am I comfortable in my skin? Perfectly. But I'd love to get that six pack I had a while back because that'd be great, but it doesn't want to come store. Back. It's there somewhere. It's just
oh,
under.
I thought you meant the six.
No,
beer.
It's under a couple layers of the beer. Yeah.
Of the beer?
Yep.
No, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure I could write a whole list of things where if I could build my perfect self, it would be, you know, potentially different. But on an everyday basis, I'm intelligent enough to know that, like, I'm a decently attractive person to, you know, obviously some people.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, all right.
You know, no. There's always going to be people that are very into your look, but at the same time, there's always going to be people that are absolutely disgusted by it, especially as a girl who has a lot of tattoos. You know, there's always people that are just like, why would you do that to yourself?
And I'm still so surprised that there's so many anti-tattoo human beings in my world that I live in right now.
Yeah, it seems very strange.
And it seems like there's trolls that just look for you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is also odd to me. It's just really... I mean, again, it's... Here's the thing. A, you ain't gonna fuck him anyways. B, she's not gonna fuck you anyways. You know what I mean? Like, go find a Mormon. I don't know what to tell you, guy. You know what I mean? You should stop trolling the internet for chicks. You know what I mean? Just so you could pick on them because you're insecure, dude.
Well, a lot of them probably think that you guys don't manage your own pages either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you actually respond, they're like, oh, my God.
And I think people, I think social media gives people this feeling that they're entitled to give their opinion to everything. Mm-hmm. And I always try to, you know, remind people that that's not really the case. Like, you know, freedom of speech doesn't mean being cruel to people. If you're walking down the street and you see someone and you hate their sweater, you're not going to walk up to them and be like, that's the fucking ugliest sweater I've ever seen. But people on the internet think that's okay. And you're like, no, that's not how it works.
It's a shame, really. I mean, those people don't get out enough anyways. So the good news is they'll probably never go to a show where you guys might be. So.
Well, and if they did, they would never have the balls to speak to us the way they do online. Yeah, which is
internet
fine.
Muscles are worse than beer muscles.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Yeah, I always just try to remember that, you know, if someone is feeling the need to act that way, you know, there's a reason, you know. And I sometimes kind of troll back where I'll be like, man, I'm sorry you're having such a shitty day. Like, you know, I'm sending you love and positive energy. And that almost, like, pisses them off. Yeah. Like, you're not bothered. They're like, oh, I'm fucking fine. And I'm like, really? Like, it seems like maybe you could use a hug. Like.
I actually, your common reply is stop commenting on my Instagram post, Dad.
Yeah.
Those are actually always pretty funny.
I don't think people get it, though, which kind of bums me out. Because I'm like, I think it's funny, and they don't really respond, and I'm like, I don't think they got, like, what I was doing, but it still makes me laugh, so.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, too, because I've, again, not, this is a non-creeper alert, but obviously I follow you on Instagram and Twitter, although I'm really never on the Twittens. But on Instagram, to be honest, I never really go through the comments, so I never really I've been missing all this gold, apparently, because, you know, you're just scrolling through. I'll give it a like.
Yeah.
The photos. And then you see, well, sometimes too, you know, I've seen some of your posts have 139 comments. What am I going to do? Sit here all day reading people troll you or just tell you you're hot? Like, yeah, I already know, so I'm good. I'll just take a look and move on. But it's actually just, it's actually crazy sometimes the amount of comments that come through on the most, some pictures that are, or something you're posting that's very, what I would think is just a regular picture of you just.
I was going to say regular.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, not that you're some average chick, but you know what I'm saying? Just a picture of you hanging out doing a thing and people are like, oh my God, you're a fucking, and it's like, what the, she's just going to the ice cream store to get ice cream today. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ, guy. You know what I mean? She's allowed to have an ice cream or whatever.
I always feel that way on Snapchat when I post just, like, a very normal picture and I'll look and it has, like, 40 screenshots. And I'm like, guys, this was just, I was, like, eating cereal in my pajamas. Like, what the fuck?
You know, there's a lot of cereal eater guys that have things to work out with themselves, I guess. I don't know. It's just
so it's very strange. Or sometimes, like, when people, like, screen cap, like, if I post, like, a location,
oh,
then I'm like, are you trying to find me?
That would drive me bonk. And that's where I don't know how you guys do it. You know what I mean? Just being a regular person. And actually, having said that, the only time I ever did message you was when, remember, I saw you at the show, I told you how I messaged you when we were in Vegas at the same time, the second time, I think. And that was another time. I mean, honestly, I was actually surprised you messaged back too. Obviously, we never ran into each other, but I also, like I said, I'm there with my girlfriend anyways. So, I mean, I'm obviously not creeping, but we just never ran into each other. But then I kind of was like, well, how many other people have probably been way creepier than that? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I could have went and hidden the bushes at your favorite hotel and waited for you to go to the pool, but I don't know. That would have been weird. That's why I figured I'd shoot you a message, and you replied, so that was great.
Yeah,
even though it never happened.
You have to be really careful, you know? Like, I never do any sort of, you know, live Snapchat, Instagram, any photos or anything in my neighborhood, never around my house, you know, never, I never even, like, a geo chat tag in my general area.
Yeah.
So I do take precautions. you know, and I've tried to be better the last like few years too, is like if, when I'm by myself, like not posting a picture or tagging where I am or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean,
the only time I really do is when I'm like in a public place where I'm like, this would be an okay situation for someone to come find me, or if I'm at a show. Or
right, yeah, where
like that. But yeah, you know, when I'm by myself, it is kind of strange. And I've only had people, I think twice, like once I had someone message me and say they saw me at Walmart, which was really weird. I'll be honest, I don't ever go back to that Walmart by myself. And not that they said anything creepy, but it just made me feel weird because I'm like, was I being weird? Like, you know, was I buying cat food and, you know,
yeah,
toilet paper? Like,
was I wearing two different color slippers?
Yeah, exactly. Was I wearing my pajamas and did I come from the gym or whatever it is? You just feel weird that, you know, people see you, you know, and didn't say anything, waited till I left to say something. And then another time I had someone message me and say that they had just passed me driving.
Mm.
And I also was just kind of like, oh, that's,
well,
just,
I mean,
you know, because you never know if someone's going to be super cool.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to be weird. And I've definitely made friends from the internet. I have like several people that we're just internet friends, even followers of mine from Suicide Girls, that like we're legitimate friends. Like, right. I've gone to theme parks with them. We text, like I've hung out with them and stuff like that. But you just never know. It's going to be a cool person, or is it going to be someone that's going to try to wear your skin later?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But now that goes into my point of, so how, again, it's kind of a weird thing to say to somebody, but you're kind of famous. Right? I mean, now maybe that, I don't want you to feel presumptuous by saying that you are, but I think that you kind of are in the right
circles. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, if we're at the Golden Globes, nobody's going to know who Tori is, but when you're, well, actually maybe somebody would, but you know what I mean? In the right area, you definitely are, in my opinion.
Exactly. On an average day, no one. And like I said, I mean, I've only had twice where I live in Florida, twice had anyone know who I was, or at least say that they knew who I was.
Yeah.
So on an average day, I'm just like a regular person. Well, I'm always a regular person, but
you know, I hope so. On other days, I'm a robot.
When I do, you know, events, you know, when I do Comic-Con or, you know, even, you know, other events of that nature, do people sometimes know who I am?
Right.
So it's an interesting thing, because I would think, I honestly would have thought, if you would have told me 2 years ago, oh, you'll have over 150,000 followers, I would have been like, oh my God, people are going to talk to me all the time. And they really don't.
People are, I'm not even going to be able to go to McDonald's.
And yeah, like but you can also see where like your analytics are. And like my most popular following is in Mexico City.
Really?
And I'm always like, am I famous in Mexico?
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, that's that.
All you got to do is be like, see?
Yeah.
But now, yeah, so for the most part, no one recognized me. I once had like a maintenance man come into my place, and he just saw me working, and he was like, are you famous? And I was like, no. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yep. Yeah. And that was it. And I don't know if it's because I was like editing a video or if he thought he recognized me. I didn't ever ask. You know, I wasn't like, why do you ask? I just was like, nope, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying earlier too, you sort of you've been rocking the same look for a while. And
yes.
Don't take that the wrong way either.
No.
Like I love your
it's,
I think your hair
my
is
brand.
Perfect.
It's my thing.
Right, where some of the girls obviously change their hair, do a lot of different stuff. I mean, you're sort of, and that's what I was telling Scott the other day too. Is, you know, you're to me at least, you're like a staple of the Suicide Girls right now. You're sort of like a, you know what I'm saying? Like when you're talking about them or whatever. If somebody was asking me about Suicide Girls, there's probably three I would show them, and you'd be one of them. You know what I mean? Like this is what they look like. If you were
like I said, I definitely, I'm very involved with the company, and that's my own doing. Like I'm literally raising my hand for everything, and that's kind of what I did in the beginning to get known. Is I was like, oh, I'll do that. I'll do this. Mm-hmm. Like I'll, you know, they're like, hey, we need people to post on YouTube. I'm like, I'll post on YouTube and I'll go live and, you know, whatever, because I wanted to get my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be like, oh, I know so much about marketing and shit, but you know, I do pay attention to things, and I like, for, you know, branding and whatever, I think certain things are important. Like I said, like when the girls don't write their name legible at the shows, it drives me crazy. They're always like, your signature is so nice. And I'm like, yeah, because I when I was a nobody, I wanted people to know who I was.
Right, because my name's Tori, and they're going to remember that.
Exactly. It's also my first name, so it's really easy for me to write.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't misspell that.
Other things like you said, like I've had this look for a while, and that's how people know me. People are like, oh, you know, the red hair.
Right.
So I think things like that help get your name out there and get people to know and recognize you. You know, for some of the girls that are trying to like build their pages and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I think it makes you stand out a little bit and keeps you relevant. Well, see, and again, like I've mentioned before, that you're honestly actually pretty cool, which also helps. Your videos are
entertaining
for sure. And, and without the need for being, lewd and partially nude. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of your videos are just you hanging out, giving us the business, and they're hilarious. You know what I mean? So I think that helps you personally because, see...
Well, if you go in it with a bad attitude, people aren't going to be... you're not going to be very welcoming. People aren't going to give a shit.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. And I think... So as far as your brand's concerned, I think you're killing it right now.
That's why I'm so friendly to everybody.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're always wearing frumpy sweaters.
It does come back to say something because I even see girls, other SGs that I know, and I'm like, God, you just have the shittiest attitude.
Right? You know,
I swear, like I see them on Twitter and they're complaining about this and that and they're, you know, begging for handouts and whatever it is. And I'm just like, yeah, you suck really hard.
Yeah, like just promote yourself happily and they will.
Yeah, just be cool and people... Well, you know, I mean, obviously some people will like it and some people won't, but people are going to gravitate towards you if you're like a cool person to be around. You know, I used to live stream every Tuesday. We called it Tori Tuesday when I had like very few followers. And that was kind of how I built up a lot of people too, because it'd be like, let's just sit and like chat and like get to know me. Like I am just a regular person. And, you know, I like to think that I'm very down to earth and silly and I like to have a good time, whereas as much as I love my images and my photo shoots and stuff, that's not a real look at me. You know, my YouTube videos and things like that are more of like a true look at me and my personality.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of what I was getting at too, is that you're actually, like, obviously going back to the whole they didn't edit out the stretch marks thing. When you're doing your video, you're obviously hanging out. I mean, that's not to say you're not, you know, you don't look like a hobo, but it's...
I look regular. I look like a regular person.
Like a regular human being that maybe we wouldn't approach on the street, but just a regular human that you could talk to that would be cordial. Yeah. So I think because some of, honestly, in my opinion, some of your regular pictures are... incredibly intimidating for a regular human being. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, Scott, you've seen some. I mean, some of the pictures are straight up like, God damn. Where
I'll make that slow motion for you.
Yeah, right. But that's what I'm saying. So, you know, if you were, you know, sitting at the blackjack table in Vegas looking like that, shit, I don't even know if I'd, well, I probably would because. A, I like blackjack.
And B, you'd be drunk.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. So it really does, I'm using terms that are kind of silly, but it really does humanize you as a regular person. Your videos do, at least. So.
But I'm glad because I feel, you know, I am a regular person and I feel like I want that to get across to people. You know, I love when I meet people that are like, oh my God, I followed you online for so long. And like, I meet you and they're just like, you're... just, you know, you're like your videos. You're just whatever. You're chill. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like that's.
Yeah, right. I swear I'm as nice as you think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally thought you were gonna tell me to go fuck myself. But no, and actually, when I met you the first time, I even told Scott, I'm like, honestly, and I said the same thing. I said, man, I think Tori's as cool as I thought she was. You know, which I guess maybe I'm in that same trap.
The first time was at the show.
Right, yeah. That was the first time.
Was I never met her before. As tall as you thought I was.
No, you were not. I thought you were taller.
Much smaller than they thought I was going to be.
You are much shorter than I thought you were going to be, and I'm nothing. I mean, I'm short.
Maybe I didn't pay that much attention, but I didn't even think about
I don't know,
height.
For some reason.
Because actually, right before Mike came to your booth, I came to your booth and was like, big fan, and then we high-fived and I walked away.
For some reason, I always think of incredibly beautiful women as being like 9'3".
Well, that's because you're 5'6".
Yeah, I mean, so it was just, yeah, I was like, I mean,
it's one of the most common things people say when they meet me is they're like, wow, you're a lot smaller than I thought you were going to be. And I'm like, I feel like I talk about being small a lot.
You do, but you're never posted with like humans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're like, you got any pictures with you and Kobe. Yes,
you're always
you know
posted
what I mean?
With all these robots.
Yeah. Well, there's that. And even again, lined up with other suicide girls or hanging out with them. It's not often you guys are like posing like it's, you know, chess club. You know, yeah. People are in position, so it's not really like we're doing a height check. And, you know, girls are short, some are tall. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. It's I just always think it's when people say it, so I'm like, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, no, I wasn't shocked where I went back and I'm like, oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ, I thought you were a giant. What happened?
But no, yeah. So anyways, where am I going now? You're on a finite schedule. We got a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
All right. The other thing I want to talk about is your Patreon briefly.
Okay.
I dig that too. I actually am a new subscriber to that.
I saw. Thank you very much.
Yay. and for as...
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to... Well, I was going to say for as little as $1, but I'm not trying to sell you here. But basically, you post lots of stuff that's everyone can see. A buck, you get a high five and all that good stuff. Scott got a high five for free the other day, so that was cool.
Nailed it.
Right?
Nailed it.
So,
so Patreon, you know, I always tell people it's pretty much just like a member's site where you kind of like are in control of your own, you know, content and everything without actually having to build and manage your own site because I don't know how to do that. And I think, you know, it's a really great outlet for, you know, I'm doing air quotes, creators.
Right.
And, yeah, you can pledge, obviously, you know, as you know, people can pledge for any amount. And it kind of, you know, they get different rewards and all of that fun stuff. So I actually just mailed a whole stack of letters out today, all of my May rewards that, you know, I write the letters and they have pictures and goodies and other things inside. Mm-hmm. So it's a really fun way for the people that, you want a more personal touch or maybe like right. give a shit more about like you as like a person, you know, because I write weekly blogs and it's like, this is what's going on. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm having a bad day. This is what's going on or
yeah,
whatever the case may be. So it's definitely a little bit more personal than just following on Instagram.
Yeah. And it's a. So it goes back to the brand, too, because now you're getting something and giving something in return. So it's sort of a, I don't want to say relationship type bond, you know what I mean? But it's a
way to connect with your fans.
Right. Yeah. And just like she said, it's a more, sometimes a little bit more personal because, well, typically you're never, if you had as many patrons as you did followers on Instagram, you wouldn't even be talking to us right now. You'd be on the beach somewhere, but well, actually, you live probably close to the beach, so whatever. We're in Chicago, so it's actually today's warm, so it's been a rough winter here, but it gives you a more every word I say just sounds creepy. I was gonna say intimate, you know what I mean? Like I just,
no, that's absolutely true. It is a more intimate look and a more, you know, intimate connection for people that want to help me create things.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a smaller group of followers. You know, typically, obviously. So.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not, you know, you set goals, so I have goals that are like, well, this is what we're trying to, you know, reach this goal, so I can do this or I can do that. And, you know, a year ago it was buying the lights and everything so that I could do YouTube videos.
Right.
You know, and my Patreons, you know, members directly helped me do that. You know, they helped me purchase that. And they also helped me do things when I'm not sure. And I'm like, well, what's the best type of this thing? Or, you know, my computer was malfunctioning and someone was like, well, you need a backup. And I'm like, what does that mean? And they're like, here, send me, you know, they sent me a link and they're like, you need to buy this. You need to put all your stuff on it. So it is kind of a more intimate, like, friendship and relationship where, you know, they help me. And then I kind of, you know, I'm able to produce, you know, exclusive content that only they get to see and other rewards. Like this month, I sent bumper stickers out. I've done, you know, things in the past where, you know, posters or bookmarks or stickers, you know, and, you know, they make that possible for me to do. So, you know, their pledges are kind of going back into the system.
Right.
To even reward them, you know, double time.
And that brings me back to earlier when you mentioned, you know, you said creators, air quotes, but I personally feel that you are an unquoted creator. You know what I mean? I think you are. I mean, and like you said, you're doing things that are actual, you know, like you said, getting lights and being able to do things. I mean, you actually, I mean, you're definitely a YouTube content creator at this point in time. I mean, that's a legitimate thing. That's only seems to be becoming more popular. Like I said, I just showed Scott. He might have not known about that segment. That's honestly hilarious. And now he's going to go back and watch all nine of them. Or how many are there now?
That's a great question. I don't know. That sounds about right. Maybe nine.
Nine or ten. Ten.
I need more content because I got nothing to do at work all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, honestly. Well, and now, now, so you have your channel, right?
Yes.
But then you're also normally, I mean, I, because I follow the Suicide Girls in general, and you post pretty regularly.
Yes. So
I don't know when your last one was, but I know you were regularly.
Yeah, I was posting on my personal channel, and they reached out to me, and they were like, hey, we like your videos. Do you want to make some for the SG channel? And of course, I was like, sure, because I'm, my hands in all the pots. I'm always doing everything. So, you know, I started making channels or videos for their channel, and I've actually been able to kind of recruit other girls. And even though, like, I'm by no means a editing pro, but I know basic editing that a lot of the girls don't know. So now I have them sending me their videos, and I'm editing and uploading them to the Suicide Girls channel. So I'm probably putting, you know, several videos up a month on their channel. I'm just not in all of them.
Right. You should get, you should roll credits at the end.
I know I'm like listed as a producer. You know, I put myself in, but I don't really know how, you know, visible that is to everyone else. And then I make videos for my channel. I was doing weekly. I've been doing every other week recently because YouTube took away my monetization.
Really?
I'm a little salty, yeah.
That's pimpy.
Yeah, I just don't have enough watch. Even though I have enough subscribers for ads, I don't have enough like watch time.
Oh.
So it took off. And they were starting to take ads off a lot of my videos anyhow because like I've noticed if the word Suicide Girls is in it, they kind of don't like that at all. Even though
how does that work?
Like PG, you're like, what?
So is that like a taboo name to get ads?
It's the word suicide.
I guess so. I'm not really sure why. I don't know if it's the word suicide. I don't know if it's because Suicide Girls is an adult website. I don't know exactly what triggers it. But you know, they'll kind of flag your video.
Right, but isn't your page called Tori Suicide, or is it that Tori Girl?
It's that Tori Girl is like the URL, but then I have the name on it, Tori Suicide. But yeah, I mean, I love making YouTube, and it was definitely what I thought was going to be kind of my next step. And I backed off a little bit only because it's just a lot of, you know, manpower to edit videos and, you know.
And do you do all of it?
I do all of everything.
No shit. Because, well, I was thinking that too, that it's pretty good. Like you were downplaying your editing skills. I mean, obviously it's no, you know, Lucasfilms or nothing, but I mean,
Star Wipe.
Yeah. But no, I mean, they're edited quite well. I mean, again, Scott will get a peek at them a little bit later, a few more of them. But yeah, I think they're actually, I mean, I take my hat off to you. You're a better editor than I am. Oh, I make Scott do everything. So
I'm
just a dude.
I honestly taught myself watching other YouTube videos that I just, and I still be like, I want to do this. How do I do it? And I just like Google how to do things. But I am.
That's a can-do attitude you got there.
I edit most of the pictures you'll see on my Patreon. I shoot myself. I edit them myself. I do all of the posting. I manage all 3 of my Instagram accounts. Wow. I do everything one woman show.
So do you have any like hobbies? do you have time for any hobbies?
Yes, I do, but I don't do them as much as I would like, mm-hmm. which is why I cut back on certain things like YouTube, things that weren't having, you know, any monetary, you know, payback for me. It was like, well, stop being a dumbass and you need to cut back on that and really focus on the things like Patreon or whatever that, mm-hmm. you know, are actual work.
Well, I think, I mean, to be honest, personally, I think the YouTube thing is actually... I don't even know how to gauge how long it should take. You know what I mean? So compared to how long you've been actually making videos, are you supposed to be insta-famous? Is it supposed to take 2 years? Is it supposed to take 18 months? I mean, is there even a thing? So.
Yeah, I don't really know. YouTube's a really hard thing, or for me, it's been really hard to grow. I haven't had, you know, I mean, when you look at the numbers comparative to, you know, my following on other social media,
right?
The percentage is so off that it's followed me to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sometimes I just have to remind myself that there's a lot of people, you know, for the people like you that are like, oh, you actually have like a cool personality. Most of the people are just, they don't give a shit. They're like, shut up, bitch. Let's
just if you're not doing jumping jacks, I'm not watching.
Exactly. And that's okay. I mean, it's important to know, you know, what you're, you know, clientele or mm-hmm. your following is, but you know, I like to be, you know, well-rounded and have, you know, a little bit, you know, everywhere, but
right.
you know, make no mistake. I know what the people want. So sometimes I just have to remember to like focus my energy there.
Well, and we have the same thing with us. I mean, obviously our scale is nowhere near your scale as far as social media goes, but like on Facebook, we have a good amount of followers, but on Instagram, obviously, we're not two hot chicks. We're two plain dudes, and we review movies. That's an epic beard. But so obviously, it's a lot tougher for us to get peeps to follow us because we just do movie reviews and comic reviews and show reviews and stuff of that.
And interviews.
Correct. So obviously it's super hard for us to do that, but on Facebook it's kind of a different thing because people are just, yeah, people will stop for a second to read a review or take a peek at something, where obviously Instagram, I'm not going to post a picture of the review, you know. So we'll sometimes throw up a number or something. Most of the time it's just us hanging out and doing stuff or going to Comic-Con or something like that. So we get a few followers here and there, but on our Facebook page we have, I mean, 10, 15 times the amount. Actually,
yeah.
A little more than that. Still not much compared to a regular Suicide Girl or even an Exceptional One, especially. So, like, I kind of feel your pain, but you're super popular. So, so not really.
Yeah, but even still, again, and this is, you know, me thinking I'm popular or whatever, but I do feel like I'm fairly popular in the Suicide Girls world because I am on so much, mm-hmm. so many other things. But again, you'd be surprised how many people show up at the Black Heart Burlesque shows and they're just like, are you a Suicide Girl? Who are you? And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm like, I am all over.
I am the Suicide Girl.
Motherfucker.
What are you talking about? You know, and they just have no idea. So, but it's a good like reality check. Like anytime you feel too good about yourself,
I guess
there's someone there just to like knock you back.
And actually, like, that was my creepy moment of meeting you. Was and I went up and told Scott, I'm like, I feel like such a dickhead because you're like, oh, by the way, I'm Tori Suicide. And I'm like, yeah, I know who you are. You know, and I'm like, I sounded like a dickhead, but it was, I guess I didn't even realize that some people might not know who you are that go to a Black Heart Burlesque show, which is dumbfounding to me. Why would you even be there if you've never seen? And again, if you've ever seen a page or article or anything referring to Suicide Girls in general, which would have led you here, I feel like at some point in time they would have saw that redhead, right?
You would think.
You would. I would.
The people that go to the shows, a large majority of them don't even know what Suicide Girls is. They don't know we have a website. They don't know anything. They just saw a burlesque show, and they're like, I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, I guess.
Which I thought was kind of strange at first, too. I'm now kind of used to it. But then, yes, I would say most of the time, people don't know who I am. Like, I'll go nights where, you know, I'm signing a bunch of lanyards, and then the next night, one person asks me to sign a lanyard.
Yeah.
A lot of times, people think I work for the venue.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. Really.
It just depends. You know, it's like I said, one day you feel great, and the next day it's kind of just like, remember your place in the world.
Yeah. Well, and that's what Scott was just saying. Our friend Tony came with us, and he honestly had no idea what a suicide girl was, which I was like, wait, you really don't? And he's like, no, what's a burlesque show? And I'm like, holy shit. You know what I mean? So we brought him, and he wouldn't have known anybody. I mean, obviously, he didn't know anybody because he's never seen anybody. But he didn't even know what kind of show we were going to see. And it was probably the most focused he's ever been that I've seen him in the last decade. I mean, it was amazing. He was just sitting there like, I think this is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, he was watching like there was a quiz afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like he was going to get grilled. I mean, and honestly, the show really was this good this year. I was actually, and to be honest, like Scott said, I was a little nervous myself because I'm like, where's all the oldies but goodies? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, it's a great show. The show's been changed up. The last time we went was actually 2 years ago. We didn't go last year.
Right.
It's really good and changing and evolving and all that good stuff as well. So. I was worried too because who was it? Was the MC Jenny? Is that her name?
I don't know.
Jenny, yes.
Right?
Yes.
She was doing the comedy. Because before we had Sunny, who I like a lot, and I was like, oh, you know what I mean? There's always that's always happens whenever you go to any of those things. I'm always like, oh my god, I can't wait to see her. Oh, I'm taking 2 weeks off to go back home, and then I'll be back on the road when we go to Boise. And I'm like, god damn it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was actually really surprised you were here.
Sunny was definitely very missed when she wasn't on tour. That I got a lot of comments like, Sunny's here? And I'm like, yeah, no. Which bums me out, too, because I love her just like as a human.
Right, and I met her at the last one that we went to, and she was honestly a super cool person, too. So
yeah, she's so friendly.
It's nice. It really is cool. I mean, again, honestly, you consider yourself just a regular human being, so you're just doing you, so it's just nice when that is the case, I guess, is my point.
It's cool when people are cool.
Yeah, you said it. So yeah, what else do you have anything else special coming up in the near future that people want to be looking out for besides just follow your stuff?
I don't have any events on the books as of now. Rumor has it I'll be at San Diego Comic-Con again, but don't quote me.
When is that?
That's in the end of July.
So there's a. So you're saying there's a chance.
So yes, I'm saying there's a chance. I've been asked and I've kind of given the okay, but you know nothing's final till it's final.
Yeah, stars gotta align a little bit.
Yes. So.
And that's a ways for you to go, isn't it?
Yes.
How long is that flight? San Diego. I guess it's probably. I'm thinking
I have to go, you know, pretty much I'm going East Coast to West Coast.
Yeah.
So that's never super fun.
No.
That is the bad thing about Suicide Girls with them being headquarters in L.A. I spend a lot of time on flights.
I wouldn't want that flight, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not great. But otherwise, I don't have any, you know, like I said, I don't have any events on the books as of now. I do try my very best to post them on my website, torysuicide.com. There's a little events tab, so I always tell people to keep an eye there.
I keep forgetting about torysuicide.com.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hey, you're fine.
You know what? To be honest, I think I've only gone there once.
Which is funny because you said that you were doing Patreon because you didn't know how to do a website, yet here you are with your own website.
Yeah.
Well, I just have, it's just like a, my website's really just like a landing page for everyone to
Out the stuff.
Yeah, so if you're ever just like, oh, even though, I mean, most of my stuff's easy, you know, Facebook, Tori Suicide, Instagram, Tori Suicide, Twitter, Tori Suicide. But at least people can go to my website, and if for some reason they weren't able to find everything, they can literally click, oh, this will bring you to my YouTube page. This will bring you here.
All right, so I just Googled you.
Don't do that.
No, no, it's, no, it's actually surprisingly calm. So third on the list is your... .com. The first thing is at Tori Suicide Twitter. Second thing is Instagram.
I don't know why Twitter is the first thing.
Twitter's first, Instagram's second, ToriSuicide.com is third.
Yeah.
Tumblr 4, YouTube 5. So that's good.
I don't know why Twitter, because it's not even, I don't have that many followers on Twitter. So I would think my Instagram's getting more hits, but whatever.
Probably more followers than us. I think.
I don't know.
No, it's got to be.
I don't know how many But yeah, I do have a website that, you know, people can go to if they have forgotten any way to get a hold of me. You can also purchase my members only Snapchat there if you'd like. Little plug.
Word. So what Scott and I were talking about doing too, and you can decide, is on our website we have a little bit of space, and we were going to pop you on there and give you a little free advertisement.
Ooh.
So, that being said, you would then tell us what you want on it. So, do you want ToriSuicide.com? Do you want your Patreon page? I mean, we could put anything you want as a click to. You know what I mean?
Yes. I would say probably Patreon page. It makes the most sense.
Get people to take a peek. Yeah, because if you're just trying to get... If your .com is going to redirect them there eventually, right?
Yeah. But like,
get them right to the source.
I mean, unless it's, you know, unless you think, I mean, it's your guys' site, so feel free to look.
Oh, no. I mean, it's your.
What makes the most sense.
It's your brand. It's whatever you want.
But yeah, no, like I said, my website's just kind of like a landing page. And it's like, oh, here you can find me everywhere else.
Here's all the stuff.
Yes.
And.
Because. And it's possible in one day when I figure out how to, like, really work the internet that I might, instead of using Patreon, use a website for everything. But that just requires too much brain power for me right now. So yeah. I have the domain. No one can take it.
I think, see, I don't know. Is that, I don't know if that's the best or the worst or the greatest. It could be. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's just so hard with, like, the Patreon and all the stuff.
I've had my website for, like, a year and a half now. And I moved it because I used to sell prints and Polaroids and my Snapchat on Etsy. And Etsy kept yelling at me because they were like, bitch, you need to put clothes on. And so I was like, okay, I'll just make my own website. And it didn't go over as well as I thought it would.
Yeah, so. I could see it. It's weird because it's... I feel like with a Patreon, people... See, but now let me tell you this about Patreon. So if you just search Tori space suicide, you will not come up.
Yes. No. Patreon,
how do you do it?
Blocks everyone that has a age-restricted Patreon page.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating because...
It is, because any human being, woman that I've tried to... I guess, no. Well, that makes sense now. Because the only people I ever look up are people, cosplayers and stuff like that, or whoever. You know what I mean? That say, oh, follow my Patreon.
Yeah, that's why. It's because if you have an, you know, age.
Why is everything so stupid?
They make it so you're not searchable, which I think is a little discriminatory, but you know.
It's totally. I mean, but so all right, let me get your opinion on this. So I can't get no nips on Instagram, right?
Nope.
That's but right. I can see a wiener in a mouth on Twitter at any point in time I want, right? Yep. And people let their children be on Twitter all the time to follow Justin Bieber or whoever, but then they're like, oh, I don't want them on Instagram looking at pictures. I'm like, motherfucker, have you seen Twitter lately? Like, it's...
Lately?
Like, well, yeah, since the beginning. Like, Twitter's brutal. How do they do it? And Instagram, like, I don't know.
Twitter, until this point in time, has allowed adult content. They are starting to restricted a little bit more, but mm-hmm. they've always been very adult friendly. Yeah. And it's just, it's honestly just like a company stance. You know, Instagram and Facebook are very strict on that sort of thing.
And Snapchat too.
Yes.
All you hear is people getting their accounts deleted or what have you.
Yeah. I mean, I think people forget that it's really easy just to Google boobs. So if your kid wants to see boobs, they're going to just do
right.
it.
Right. This is not 1993 where it was still hard to find boobs on the internet. Actually, it was easy. I was looking for them. But you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm not saying a 10-year-old or 12-year-old or 15-year-old should even be able to do it, but the fact is they can, regardless exactly. of if it's on Instagram, Snapchat, Vero, Kick, or whatever there's a jillion things nowadays, so they're going to get it, you know? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I think it's silly to pick on people for doing their thing. No matter what it is.
I think it's important to, like, I don't, you know, people are like, I don't personally post, even on Twitter, I don't post any nudes, or even if someone posts, I won't retweet them, mm-hmm. because I it's just not what I do. If you want to see pictures of me nude, you can, you know, join one of the appropriate sites. Correct. I'm not one of the people who I'm like, free the nipple, women walk around topless. Like, as much as I'm comfortable with my body, I do understand that as a parent, you have the choice of what's appropriate for your kid and what's not appropriate for your kid.
Right.
But at the same time, that's also your job. You know, mm-hmm. you need to, if you're worried about what your kid's going to see on Instagram, don't let your kid have an Instagram.
I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer of you're the bad person that let your child hold Twitter in his hands. You yes. know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is here. Like, what? What do you mean you can't believe it? You can turn on HBO, dum-dum. You let your kid watch Game of Thrones, but he can't look at Instagram. Like,
exactly.
You don't make any sense right now. People are just...
I don't think there's a need to shove nudity or, you know, sexual situations down kids' throats, but I don't think it's necessarily my responsibility to, you know, make sure. Like, you know, I never post anything nude on Instagram, but if I have something that's a little, you know, sexualized or whatever and it gets taken down, I'm like, well, I mean, is that really any different than a kid flipping through a Victoria's Secret magazine, you know, ad, whatever it is?
Not gonna lie, I owned a couple of Victoria's Secret magazines when I was a tyke.
I'm sure, of course, absolutely. I mean, that was the original Instagram.
It was actually... I still think it's better than Instagram. I could take that with me wherever I wanted. The batteries never ran out on the phone. But yeah, that was the best. Anyways, so yeah, we're going to definitely do that. And then if you want, if I would suggest that you, in a non-creepy fashion, shoot me an email with a couple of pictures that you think you would like the best to see.
Okay.
And then I'll use one of those. Scott and I will go through it and we'll try and make it cute. Well, I mean, it's going to be cute, but we'll put some words behind it or around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds great.
And then that's it. That's all I got. What do you got? You got anything else, Tori?
No, I'm good. I think that was good. I talked a lot, I feel like, so sorry.
No, that's good. That's the point. I'm not a very good talker. Actually, I heard myself talking today. It was
You're going to hear a lot when you listen to this because you didn't shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like she was talking over me.
No.
Oh, no, I was talking over her.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah,
I always talk a lot, so.
No, that's good. That's what we need. Well, we should do this again, too, and we'll do some more social media debate. I like it. Well, it's good. We never get to talk about that kind of stuff with somebody who's actually deals with this shit on a regular basis. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I've been doing podcasting for years now, and mostly, like Mike said, it's movies, comic books, board games, video games. For a short time, we were doing a show that was more, you know, about those, the world today, you know, with more, I guess, adult topics, I guess. And I loved doing it, but it just kind of fell to the wayside because the girl who kind of was running it for us or with us or whatever, you know, she moved super far away, so it kind of just stopped. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're more than welcome to come back anytime you want. You just got to let us know.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. No, it was super fun. I've had a lot of people talk to me about podcasts and things like that. So that's why I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll try it out. Let's see how I do when I just talk my face off.
No, that's all right. I'm telling you right now, I don't even, if you listen to this one, remember what I say right now. You might not
well,
like you.
I'm definitely going to listen to it.
You might not like you. Because I don't like me. I don't even listen to him anymore. I mean, I check him sometimes. If Scott's editing him, I make him turn the volume down because I'll be sitting over there and I'm getting something else going on and I'll hear me say something and I'm like, oh, God, why do you even invite me over? You know?
No, like, I mean, I feel that way when I do YouTube all the time. I edit myself and I'm like, I hate myself.
We've been talking about doing YouTube and I don't think I could even. Like, that's it.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't.
I'm going to leave it there because I hate my voice. If I had to see my face do this voice, I think it would demoralize me, really. I don't know how people do it. I'm breaking out into a sweat right now just thinking about doing a YouTube. I'm doing it.
Just because it's super hot in my house right now.
I'm doing it. We're going to do it.
Reminds me of when I was doing when Damien was on and he thought we were on a break, so he started beatboxing and I totally recorded it. I'm like, dude, I am going to loop that and that is our new intro.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
So, yeah, if we, we'll set something up for a couple months or something.
Or whenever.
Yeah. Or whenever. Yeah. If something comes up, if you got something else, you're making a big launch of whatever. Or even if you're just going to do a new YouTube line of stuff. I mean, I could. The fuckboy one is actually hilarious, so I think that's. I could talk about that.
Or we could talk about how shitty parents are nowadays.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's always a nice, fun one.
Yeah, there's easy ones. So,
hey, to all you guys who are listening who are parents, you suck.
Yeah, I know.
Glad you're I'm not. The worst.
Support us, though, please.
Yeah. Get on our Patreon so I don't have to be the only one supporting myself.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. And that's it. So, are you going to Vegas this year? We won't say the dates, but
I don't know. I don't have plans to as of now.
But I'm actually going June 3rd, like 1 month from actually today. So I don't know if we're actually going back the normal time. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. But
I'm jealous.
I know it's actually supposed to be nice. We're staying. I can say where I'm going because nobody gives a shit. But we're going. We're going to the Flamingo, but because she loves the pool there, which I actually also do, and we're going during the week. So it's honestly, it's like you can get the cabana for like. Peanuts. It's super dope when you go to the pool and just spend like a Tuesday there. It's super cheap. It's so and you know what? I love a lot of people, but I also love not a lot of people sometimes.
I
you know?
Agree with that. Like time and place.
Yeah, it's cool when it's like a big party, but it's not cool when you can't even put your towel down next to the pool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I just want to be right in the middle. So yeah,
come
we'll
on
see.
Tuesday.
I know, right? So anyways, that is it. Thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully you join us again. And, why don't you just shoot me an email when you get a chance, and then we'll work that out. And I'm going to send you some water bottles and stuff that we have that have our name on it. So.
Oh, cool. Well,
I'll send you a pink one and a blue one.
And, yeah, it was so fun, so thank you. And, yeah, sounds good.
And if you hear yourself and you don't cringe too hard, we'll do it again.
Okay.
So. And if you hear me and I sound worse than I sound right now, you'll see what I'm saying. Because I sound like an idiot.
Amen, brother.
Right? All right, Tori.
All right, bye.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.